So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Look who's back. Bob Durkin, president, CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. Nancy, last time you weren't here, you missed him. You missed Bob.
I missed him.
Bob is back from surviving surgeries and...
Yeah, you get to be a certain age and all parts of your body start to fail.
This is true.
In this case, my shoulder. So yeah,
you look like you're hanging in there, even though.
Yes, but I'm disappointed. I won't be able to pitch ever again. So
there goes your career as a pitcher for the?
The Yankees.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we have a lot going on here. We talk about local business and the role of the chamber.
Yep.
Is there confusion out there? I mean, I sometimes wonder, okay, would this be a chamber thing or would this be a regular person thing?
I think so. There's partly because, you know, as chambers of commerce, not just the Greater Scranton Chamber, but all chambers have such diverse roles. You know, people recognize the sort of business to business and networking that are, you know, fundamental to chambers of commerce. But there's also an advocacy role. It's very often we're the ones speaking on behalf of the business community in dealing with elected officials at all levels. And some chambers are a little bit different than others. Some have PACs, you know, where they can actually get directly involved in elections and, you know, a deeper selection of candidates, things like that. We do not have that. In fact, I don't think any of our regional chambers has a PAC. So basically, I would describe our engagement with elected officials as educational, legislative education, more than campaigning or politicking.
And this is the time when... it's election season that they can talk about the things that they've done. So, like, hopefully the work is done. Not that it's ever done, but the work is done on certain things. And then they can say, hey, elect me because I did X, Y, Z. Like, you're critically important in helping them do good things for the area that they can then tout. But, I mean, really, what your mission isn't the politician. It's the greater good of this whole area.
Exactly, Nancy. One of the things that I've often said as we're dealing with local elected officials, and I should say, when I say local, that means that that could be at the local level, be a municipal or school board, state, or even federal, is that it's critically important that if they're going to advance rhetoric during campaigns or at any point during their administrations, they really have to have a depth of knowledge and understanding, and we think we can provide a lot of that depth. I really enjoy the fact that we do briefings for, when I say that whole range of different elected officials, oftentimes one-on-ones or in the case of, say, county commissioners, you know, as a group or as a team, where we can sit down and say, okay, when we're talking about creating jobs, when we're talking about economic development in its broadest sense, here's what this means in the real world of business. And I have to say, we really enjoy in Lackawanna County a fantastic relationship with, you know, from the several number of mayors that we deal with, a lot of the municipalities in which we have properties, you know, where, for example, we have properties in Jessup, in Archbold, in Scott Township, in Moosic, in Scranton. And so we need to be connected to those local elected officials, and we try to do so as often as we can, not to try to, you know, direct what they're doing, but rather, as I said, provide a base of education. So when somebody says, you know, it's all about the jobs, we can say, yeah, it is.
and it doesn't matter if they're Republican, if they're Democrat. This is, it's nonpartisan. It really is. Yeah. We want to help you help this area. Exactly. That's what it's about.
Exactly. I joke, I say we're politically agnostic, but that is true. It doesn't much matter to us as long as the people in power are recognize the value and the importance of the business community and the chambers of commerce as a voice for those business communities.
Is it safe to say, like, and I think it's accurate, and we had Amy
Leister, who's Vice President of Business and Workforce Development for the Greater Scranton Chamber.
She was in last time when you were recovering from surgery the first time. Yeah. We talked about the information and education involved with this. If someone has a question, they want to start a business, there's five steps they know they have to take, but they aren't sure what's next or how to get there. Chamber of Commerce, you guys, tons of information available. That's one of the big things you do, is kind of guide people and connect people.
We sometimes call it business concierge service, right?
Yeah.
So you come to the desk and you want to know, how do I find this or that? And that likewise often ties back into the governmental connections, because especially in the last couple of years, where there have been dollars for distribution at the municipal and county levels that have come through the federal government for, you know, American Rescue Plan, for example, you know, the Luzerne County, the city of Wilkes-Barre, the city of Scranton, Lackawanna County, we can go all the way through, all have created some really interesting and supportive programs for business, particularly for small business. So where the chamber connection has often come into play is we're the source, you know, come to us, we can help guide you and tell you who you need to talk to. And then, you know, really in the earliest days of COVID, it was more direct, where we at the Scranton Chamber and our colleagues at Wyoming Valley and Pittston and Hazleton, for example, were all sort of the point of distribution for some of those early grants that were COVID-related grants. You know, now, that again, that's changed over time. We're back to closer to normal, so to speak.
Right.
And so providing information, guiding businesses, oftentimes that hand-holding is exactly what the business needs.
It's interesting because in addition to, normally we think Chamber of Commerce, we think business. But what you also do is stuff for middle-class families in the sense of childcare funding, early education funding. We're talking about things that can help bring businesses here, because the more that we have of these things, the more you will attract businesses that then can attract more workforce.
Yeah, exactly, Nancy. You know, it really, in so many ways, it comes back to workforce. And you cited a couple of different key topics here as we maybe dive a little bit into this concept of our legislative priorities. One of the things that is certainly noteworthy is that the chambers of commerce are involved in issues today that we probably never would have been involved in 20, 30, 40 years ago. Childcare, early childhood education, just to name a few.
What changed?
Well, we are in a very different kind of a time right now, and it comes, again, let's go back to the workforce issue. The inverted pyramid of the United States, and in fact of the globe, in which we are not replacing bodies, we're not birthing enough people to be able to fill the jobs that are being, for people who are retiring, or the new jobs that are coming on board, there just aren't enough bodies, if you think about it. And so, you know, how do we address that? Well, we have to look at the individuals who may be capable of working, but are, you know, stymied because of some sort of a challenge. So there you go, childcare jumps out, right?
Right.
Particularly, you know, as it affects the female population. And the political rhetoric on this one, of course, at the national level is really pretty amazing. You're hearing all kinds of things that you wouldn't expect people to say. But at the end of the day, from the business perspective, from the Chamber of Commerce perspective, so we want to have and provide opportunities for as many people as possible to get quality jobs. And if their barrier is childcare, then we have to try to address that. So for example, one of the things that we did very recently, and our colleagues in other chambers have taken similar approaches, you know, we wrote very, very forceful communication to the federal and state elected officials, basically saying, look, of all things that you're working on right now, you have to stop and take a very hard look at childcare, because childcare is a problem on both ends. There's an increased demand for it and a limited supply. And in fact, on the supply side, there are challenges related to regulation and the ability to draw the talent you need. So, you know, both sides, you know, the people who are running the daycares and those who need daycare, that's a challenge. And that's a public policy challenge that has to be addressed right now at the state and federal levels.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It seems like the Chamber of Commerce is working hard to find ways to take away what I'll call the I would take this job, but I can't because housing is too expensive. I would, but I have no one to watch my children. Yeah. Can't afford that. It seems like you're always trying to find ways to make sure people go, I will take this because all these amenities are here.
Yeah. I mean, look, well, we don't think the government is the answer to everything, but basic public policies on those areas, and you mentioned housing as well, affordable housing. These are issues that are affecting everybody. They're keeping some of our businesses from being able to grow or to even sustain at the levels they were at before because of, the limited access to workers. And so at some level, you know, we need to be speaking with and talking to these elected officials. Let's not say that you need to throw money at everything, but there may be some brighter minds that could be brought to bear to decide how we can structure some of these things, these services, incentivize the private sector to be able to resolve the problems.
It's like a return on investment, though. So if you are going to put money to it, we're going to get it back X-fold in what it does for the region.
Yeah, in terms of jobs, and you know, with that, every job that's created brings tax dollars back to the municipalities and the other taxing governmental bodies. Every new home that's built or new rentals and new access to any housing issue that gives a leg up to the average person, then the average person is now in a different position, right? They're mm-hmm. able to support themselves. And it is all complicated. And Jason, you and I were talking about this before in a different context. Everything's connected, right? I mean, it isn't just these issues, housing and childcare and early childhood education don't exist in a vacuum.
Right.
They have a positive, potential positive impact if they are undertaken in a proper way.
One of the things that we saw recently in the news under workforce development, we've heard about some of the educational, colleges that are having some issues locally. But Johnson College has hit its, peak people in their campuses. These are people who are learning trades. These are people that are learning jobs that they can do here in this area, jobs that aren't going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, there are a number of our higher educational institutions that are doing a particularly strong job in adapting to the changing markets. And you mentioned Johnson and Lackawanna and LCCC kind of stand out. Not that others in different levels that are providing a different type of education aren't doing something. They just may be doing it in a different space. But what you mentioned before, there's a strong movement towards the trades, and I think we talked about this before on previous session here, both at the high school level, where career technology centers are seeing a strong uptick in enrollment, and the recognition that, a four-year education isn't for everybody, and it can be very expensive to, you know, to swing and miss when you do that. So I think that the market, in a sense, Nancy, as you mentioned it, I think it's adjusting. I think the educational market is adjusting on its own.
It is very interesting. Not only are people actively seeking out the trades, they're encouraged to and praised for, which is such a, I don't know if it's psychological or it's such a change in mindset and how people look at this. Because it used to be, oh, well, you'll end up in the trades. That's how I grew up with it. Yeah. Like, it was a negative. Now it's a positive, because it is. It always has been.
One of my favorite comments I heard from somebody last week, I wish I could remember who said it, because it was funny. And you've probably heard something like this before. It's like, if you want to know who the plumber is in your neighborhood, it's the guy with the biggest house.
They make good money. They're making good money, and they're able to be, even many of them, in business for themselves if they choose to do so.
Yeah. And again, to sort of bring things back around to the public policy issue, what we're talking about here really are topics that have jumped out in a couple of different platforms. One is through the Scranton Chamber itself, where we annually identify legislative priorities. And it can be very broad, in the sense of we're talking about, you know, child care and some of these other issues. But in some cases, our priorities, as we define them for the Scranton Chamber, can be very parochial. You know, they specifically speak to some of the economic development activities that we're involved in through our diverse affiliates, like the Scranton Lackawanna Industrial Building Company, some of our Ignite programs, the entrepreneurial programs. So when we're speaking to elected officials, we are talking to them about a number of different things, big picture issues, but also here are the very specific things that we're involved in, and there may be some ways they can help. What I'm particularly proud of, frankly, is how we as a region have sort of rallied around this whole concept. And for the last number of years now, virtually all of the key chambers in northeastern Pennsylvania, and that's, you know, including Hazleton, Pittston, Wilkes-Barre, Wyoming Valley, Back Mountains, ourselves, Wyoming Valley Chamber, or Wyoming County Chamber, Wayne County, we have come together and talked about, you know, what are the priorities that we can all embrace. So while it may be true that for the Scranton Chamber, we have a handful of specific initiatives that are just what we're interested in, or just maybe Lackawanna County or Scranton or Carbondale or something specific. In the broadest sense, what we've always suggested is, as we have met on a regional basis for government affairs, is if we put this all together, and we now have the clout of the chambers speaking in a single voice. So, example, in Lackawanna County, we have two senators serving parts of Lackawanna County from at the state level, and four state representatives. But if you bring in the Wyoming Valley, and you bring in Wyoming County and Wayne County, now we're talking about, well, I think it's like five or six senators, state senators, and I don't even know what the number is. It's probably power. 15 or 20
state power reps. Numbers.
That's right.
Yeah.
So suddenly, when I'm speaking to some of these people, maybe it's me individually, or maybe it's one of my counterparts from the other chambers, they can come at it and say, hey, I'm not just speaking on behalf of this one chamber. We're speaking on behalf of all of northeastern Pennsylvania's business community as represented by those chambers.
Now, as we go forward with this local business community update, we'll talk about these regional legislative priorities.
We put together five for the regional chambers, and we're individually and collectively distributing that information.
Workforce development, infrastructure maintenance and connectivity, transportation, childhood and early education funding, and affordable housing, things we've touched on here and there. But there's an event coming up, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned that this came together as a consortium, a group of local chambers. And this Friday is the third program. It's called LEAD, Legislative Education Advocacy Day. One of the great things about the partnerships we've created amongst the group of chambers who are all working together on this particular initiative is that sometimes, you know, one somebody has to be in the lead. Someone has to take charge. In this case, it's the Wyoming Valley Chamber. They're in the lead position. There are other times on other issues that where we're in the lead or other chambers are in the position of leadership. And this is going to take place Friday the 13th, 7:30 to noon. It's at Mohegan Sun, Pennsylvania. And it's a really good agenda. One of the things that was a success of the first two is bringing together a roundtable of various mayors of the key communities of Lackawanna and Luzerne and Wyoming counties. And so that's going to take place again. That's always a really good conversation. That way, and individuals who attend have a chance to meet with these people and ask them specific questions about their communities and the region as a whole. And there'll be breakout sessions on some of these legislative topics that you mentioned, Jason. And then it's going to wrap up with a keynote speech from Mike Carroll, Secretary of Transportation. I think we all know and recognize, and frankly, almost everybody respects Mike Carroll. He's done such a fantastic job, both as a previously as a legislator, now as the Secretary of Transportation. He's been in the middle of a number of very, very big and important topics, including helping play a sort of a pivotal role on the conversation about Amtrak coming to northeastern Pennsylvania. So I want to encourage all of our chamber members collectively and across all chamber platforms. If you're interested, go to your chamber website. In our case, Greater Scranton Chamber is scrantonchamber.com. Or go, if you're members of the other chambers, go to those host chamber sites. You'll find the registration there. And we'd love to see as many business people as possible there. It's really important when we're there as professionals that are leading the chambers, we get one level of engagement with the elected officials. But when the community attends, when the memberships of our chambers come together, that adds a great level of force and importance that really is recognized by the elected officials.
All right, always doing big stuff. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Nice to see you're upright. Not that you were laying down with a rotator cuff issue, but I don't understand human anatomy, apparently.
Good to have you back.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Bob Durkin, President and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back.
Thanks as always, folks. I appreciate it.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.